Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
World today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. It's time to give you the love. Hey, guys. Welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the Tantalk Radio Network. Yay! Where you can find help and hope with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, and my best friend, co-host, and sidekick, Lynn Thornley.
Hey.
Hey. And the most awesome producer on the boards, Peter Blake.
Happy Saturday!
Happy Saturday! Good to see you today, buddy.
Good to see you too, as always.
As always. Thanks for the great job you do. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. All right, and we have some special guests here today. We have my friend, Rachel Poinsett, who we've known for many years, all the way back to our Seroptimist days. In fact, I sent June Wallace a message and told her to listen today.
Oh.
So, who knows? Maybe she'll be listening too. Rachel was the former, she's now retired from the Largo Police Department, was the Senior Services Officer. And now we have our new Senior Services Officer, Joel Quattlebaum, with us here today. So, welcome, Joel.
So, and you could be there a long time because you're young.
Absolutely.
Everybody will know him.
I'm going to be calling. I live in Largo. I would like that Joel fellow.
Anytime, you got my direct number.
So we're going to talk to them in a little bit, but there's a couple of things I want to talk to you about. Something we spoke about a couple of weeks ago when the Kiwanis was here. We have the Field of Honor going on at the Seminole City Hall. So you can put up a flag in memory of or just in appreciation of your loved one. I'm having one there for my dad, and it's $35. And it's up for the entire month, and it's so, have you guys seen it? It is just so impressive. This year we're thinking we'll probably have 200 flags. Oh. It just goes there, it like warms my heart. You know, when I drive down 19 sometimes, you see those big, huge American flags, it just puts tears in my eyes. So, you can go to KiwanisSeminoleBreakfast.com and do that. I'll tell you, when I did it for a couple of people last year, they were just very delighted and very touched. Another thing, today, on next Saturday, October 14th, there's going to be a live workshop with Tracy Cleary. Tracy Cleary's a business coach, a mentor of mine. Many years I did personal and business coaching with her, and she's having a workshop called The Body as the Subconscious. Your energy is impacted by your emotions. And I take her classes all the time. I love them. I always learn something from them. And I would be there if it wasn't during my show. But you guys can skip my show next week to go to her her event, because after that you can listen to the show whenever you want to, because all the shows are podcast and they're on the Tantalk Network after the show, and they're on my website, Connecting Caregivers Radio, after that. So you can go back and listen to a show anytime you want. Sometimes a caregiver tells me that, you know, I was listening to the show and Mom had to go to the bathroom, so that was the end of that show. Or I listened to your show 5 weeks ago and it didn't make any sense to me at all, but now something you said on that show I need to hear again. So they can go back and pick up that stuff. So that's really cool. Also, I want to say a shout out to Mary Jane Cronin. Mary Jane Cronin is a good friend of mine. She's a grief coach and an author. Unfortunately, she had a little accident about 10 days ago and she broke both of her shoulders. Both of her shoulders. So I went to visit her at Sable Palms yesterday, and she's got a great attitude. She's got a great attitude. So anybody that's a friend of Mary Jane's out there, you know, send her a message or send her a card or go visit her, because when you can't move either of your arms, you become very humble and you know that you need a lot of help. So do that. All right, guys, so let's talk about the senior services officers and some of the things you do and when a person should call a senior services officer and when neighbors should help each other. So you got the floor.
I'm Brian.
Go ahead, Joel. I'm pulling rank because I'm retired.
Oh, all right. Well, in that case, I've always been taught to respect my elders. So in this case here, I'm going to go ahead.
A lot of respect at this table.
Exactly. Hey. So senior services, it started out with Officer Poinsett in our POP team, which is our problem-oriented policing unit. and it's specifically tailored for seniors. So it's one of those cases where if you have a senior-related issue, whether it's criminal or if it's civil in nature, something as simple as housing or Medicaid concerns, or something a little bit more difficult like a fraud or a scam or issues of theft, that's when you can get in touch with your senior services officer at the police department, which is a really unique program for Largo seniors, because a lot of agencies in our area don't have that opportunity. So you
What were you saying? What's the population of seniors in Largo?
Well, we have 34% as our demographic for seniors. It's our largest demographic in the city. So that when you look at our total population, over 81,000 people, for one senior services officer, responsible for about 31,000 people.
Wow.
That's a lot of seniors that, you know, try and serve each day. And, you know, people ask, what do you do and how do you do it? It's really just you go to work each day and you try and help as many people as you can in the course
right.
of the day.
And sometimes I'm sure it's just finding resources. Yeah. Or sometimes maybe it's getting in touch with their families and let their families mm-hmm. know that they may need some help. Because mm-hmm. I know you guys out there that are listening, many times you need help and you're like, oh, I don't want to call my kids. I don't want to burden them. They have their own life. Well, I understand that. But you took care of them their whole lives. And maybe they need to pitch in a little bit. And maybe I'm sure they do have their own lives. They have their own jobs. They have their own families. But they can still help out, or we can figure out what other resources we can have to help our loved one. I'm not expecting anybody to move in with their parents.
Yeah, but a lot of times also our seniors look at, oh, the police, they're busy. You know, they don't have time for, you know, to handle
right.
situations. But that is the farthest thing from the truth, is that we do have a senior services officer that will, you know, will pick up the pieces and help do whatever, whether it's, you know, working closely with Department of Children and Family Services, all of your social services agencies and stuff. We have tons, or I'm going to say Joel has tons, tons of resources that he can provide for you, no matter what the situation is. Just don't be afraid to call the police. If you don't know what to do, call the police. We'll get some services out to you.
Well, I think it's such a blessing. I mean, I live in Seminole. We don't have a senior services officer. Largo is so blessed to have that, because it's not just the seniors aren't just in Largo. The seniors
right,
are
right.
all over, especially in Florida. Right. You know how it is. Mm-hmm. They say that there's more seniors per square inch than I heard something about there's more seniors per square inch in Pinellas County than anywhere else in the United mm-hmm. States.
And Joel, I don't know if you were getting any calls like I used to get from Clearwater and mm-hmm. St. Pete. Of course, we're not going out. You're not going to go out of your jurisdiction, mm-hmm. But you can help with a lot of that stuff by phone.
And that's absolutely right. One of the things that we have in Pinellas County is we have the mutual aid agreement. So mm-hmm. if there's something that needs to happen outside of Largo, a lot of times, you know, a simple phone call and pointing people in the right direction
right.
to get them to the right resource. Yeah, a lot of times I just explain that really this position, you act as the glue that interlinks a lot of people together. So if somebody needs a resource with housing, you connect them with somebody in the housing.
Right.
Even with Largo, because they have resources outside of Largo as well. Mm-hmm. So you really just form that glue and bond people together.
And I feel like that's part of my job too, doing mm-hmm. the same thing.
Exactly.
You know, they call up, where we have help, where can we find a support group, where can we find financial aid, you know, or whatever it is. And there are a lot of resources out there, but if you do not know how to find them, or you do not know how to connect with them, it can be very difficult, especially for a senior.
Now, do you do Largo Unincorporated?
No.
Nope, it's just Largo Incorporated. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of unincorporated, and that's service.
Yeah, I was unincorporated at one point.
Mm-hmm. But I do get a lot of calls from deputies, too, especially if they're doing evictions on a senior, because the sheriff's office are the ones that actually affect and do the eviction process.
So what happens when a senior gets evicted? That's
a good question, because a lot of times seniors find themselves in situations where they don't have a lot of financial resources.
Or they've been scammed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and therefore they don't have a lot of financial
right.
resources. And so a lot of times what I'll find myself is I'll get a phone call, hey, I'm going out to this house today and I'm going to have to evict this senior. What can we do? And a lot of times, and that's why, you know, what Officer Points I was saying is that, you know, link up with the Department of Children and Family Services, get them out within a 24-hour response time, and I'll connect with them. We see it through to the end. Make sure that senior doesn't end up destitute on the streets.
Yeah.
And there was a situation where down the street from the police department, this elderly gentleman was living in his camper, mm-hmm. Winnebago, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it. And there were no locks on it, so mm-hmm. there was a safety issue for him.
Right.
Every morning he would go down to, if anybody can go back this far, where Willow's at on East Bay near Highland, he'd go down and have his pancake. But anyway, code enforcement got involved and mm-hmm. called me, and I worked pretty hard to get him into everybody's Tabernacle. I know I'm not mm-hmm. calling the right name, but the help program there.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, not only did he get housing, and he got transitional living, and he needed dental work. So they have dental work.
Wow.
And you talk about a better quality of life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good to have teeth.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'm glad I live in Largo. You can come to my house if you need
help.
Yeah,
we haven't decided where the two of us are going to be, but
so it's just a matter of connecting mm-hmm. to all of those agencies out there. So when you do come across, you know, a senior that
somebody
needs
in that
help,
situation.
You know, yeah. somebody that doesn't have anywhere to go, where are you going to go? You're going to take them from emergency housing, which mm-hmm. transitions into
right.
a place for them to live and other, you know, other mm-hmm. things. So
that's wonderful.
You look at it; it is a better quality of life all the way.
Oh around. Yeah, and just mm-hmm. even socialization.
Yeah,
you know, they get stuck just mm-hmm. in their mobile home or their house, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. I remember you telling me a story years ago. You went to see some guy, he had a hard time before he would finally let you in.
Yeah.
But he had a big hole in his floor or
absolutely.
Something?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That was in a mobile home.
Yeah, we have those problems.
Well, what happened is the daughter had called, and so I went to do a visit, but he wouldn't let me in. And of course, if he's got capacity and he's saying,
you can't come in.
I can't come in. I can't, mm-hmm. you know. And a year later, the office of the mobile home park called me because there were some issues with personal hygiene and some things going on. And I remembered when I got there, I've been here before.
Right.
This guy's mm-hmm. he's not going mm-hmm. to let me in. Well, he did let me in. And that I was like on the surfboard, mm-hmm. you know, because there was mm-hmm. holes throughout the mobile home. There was rats. There was you name
oh my
it.
Goodness.
It just it was not
where no
was
one should be
good.
Living that way.
Absolutely. So I got a hold of code enforcement. Then I called Department of Children and Family Services because Department of Children and Family Services have a separate unit, adult protection.
But you see, you wouldn't know that.
Right.
That's mm-hmm. great.
You just think children.
Everybody thinks CPI.
Yeah, it's not just children. They have units that, you know, investigators that just work with elderly folks. And so got them involved. His son flew down. We were trying to, and that was a day that I'd worked all day, right up into the night. So the senior services officer's position is just not a, you know,
nine to five.
No, it's mm-hmm. whenever. But the son came down, and the son didn't want to go. It was so bad, the son didn't want to go.
He couldn't handle it.
No. And so
and they didn't know?
No, but the daughter knew somewhat of what was going on, but she had offered to buy him a new mobile home.
But he wasn't leaving.
And this gentleman was a military guy, retired military guy.
Sounds like Mr. Ornery.
Yeah, but he just, you know, but I was so happy the second time around, a year later,
he allowed me
to come in. But the place was, it was so bad that the rats were kind of taking the stuffing out of the mattress.
I know we're talking about extremes here, everybody, and I know this isn't the situation for everybody, but if you're a long-distance caregiver, mm-hmm. listen to my words right now, please. Go and see your loved one, your mom, your dad, whoever it is, unexpectedly. Because if you tell them they're coming to visit, they're going to clean up the house and they don't want to burden you and they're going to go food shopping and all this other stuff. Or you can talk to mom on the phone and mom's going to say, oh, we're great. But she's not going to tell you there's hardly any food in the refrigerator or that dad's having problems walking or whatever because they don't want to burden you. So my suggestion is make an unexpected visit. When you come to visit, don't come to visit for 24 hours. 24 hours, we could fake 24 hours like a piece of cake. You know it. So come for a little bit longer. And when you come to visit, get to know your loved one's neighbors. Go to church with them. Get to know their people in their church or whatever, because these are the people that see them every day. These are the people that are really going to be able to give you an idea. And I remember a woman one time telling me, she said, I went to visit my mom. And like you said, Linda, I went over to talk to the neighbors. And one of the neighbors said, oh, my goodness, we were so nervous when your mom went in the ambulance 2 weeks ago. She never knew her mom went in an ambulance anywhere. Mm-hmm. So take it upon yourself to do the right thing and find out what's going on with your loved one. Because there are a ton of services available. You might even just be able to come and visit them, find out what services they need, call me, call the police department, call somebody. We'll find out what you need. And you can avoid a lot of stress and a lot of headache and maybe even illness.
And it's one of those things where, too, if you're talking with your loved ones and you're up north and something doesn't sound quite right, feel free to contact me, contact the police department. It's one of those, if you see something, say something type of thing.
Right.
Because there's cases where loved ones have contacted us and some issues or some anomalous charges on even a credit card that they know their loved one doesn't use. They're down here in assisted living. There's been cases where I've gone out and sure enough, there have been charges and we were able to find the person who had taken the credit card and actually were able to prosecute them with exploitation.
And there's other things too, because we're dealing with a lot of people here that have Alzheimer's and dementia because we're living so much longer than we ever did before and people that are living by themselves. So another thing, if you're a long distance caregiver and you come to visit and you see mom's got a stack of mail with return address labels from everywhere in the world, that's because she's probably donating every week to the ASPCA. Not that you shouldn't, but she may not realize that she wrote a check the week before and the week before that and the week before that. Or that every time one of those solicitations comes in the mail, she thinks she has to pay it. So we need to pay attention to these things. This is how seniors all of a sudden have no money left.
And that's one of the things, too, is we find seniors that have given away money or have been defrauded or scammed, they find themselves in such a dire situation financially that they don't know what to do or who to turn to. And by reaching out, you can connect them to resources such as Pinellas County Human Services has an emergency financial assistance program for seniors in Pinellas County, and they can help them with paying that month's bills. You know, and there's resources out there.
And if you're one of our listeners that maybe yourself, you're in this position right now, don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. It happens. It happens. Things happen. But things have happened in my life. Woohoo! Who would know? But, you know, you reach out, you get some help, you start from plan A, you know, and you make a plan and you can make it through it.
I want to talk a little bit about the scams.
Please.
And I've had some cases that are just so far out there. But I had an elderly couple. She wasn't in good health, and nor was the husband. And she'd gotten a phone call from a minister saying that she had won, you know, so many millions of dollars and two or three Mercedes. And I said, why would you believe a minister? But people believe that, you know, if a minister call you.
And you know you can become a minister online.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's not like it was in the day.
No. And so what happened was she started sending money, and somehow they got her bank account number, her routing number. Whether they were so slick in their process of getting what they needed out of her, she had her account compromised as well. And she and her husband had different banking institutes. They got a hold of both banking and they were paying that someplace out of California, they were paying their bills. But it went a step further where she cashed in her insurance policy. And these people keep going and keep going, and they'll tell you to send money, and oh, we have this and this. Those kind of situations happens more than we know about. If you think about the times that they call us or we get involved, what about those folks that we don't?
Hundreds and hundreds.
Right. And so there's just a lot of stuff out there. And then there was another guy who sold his car. House family went into foreclosure. And eventually he and his wife had to move out of state with the daughter because they lost everything.
Well, a lot of times, too, I think elderly people are lonely.
Absolutely.
The phone rings and it's like, oh, someone's reaching out to me.
And so a negative call is better than no call at all.
It is, because then you can, and you're going to help somebody.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because you can't do much more any these days. So if I can just give them some money. Well, Jack got scammed from some money.
My husband, Nigeria.
Mm-hmm. Nigerian lottery, yeah.
And then they said, we couldn't tell him because his mind wasn't right. But mm-hmm. I'm talking tens of thousands of
dollars. Yeah. I'm working a case currently where the poor lady, she's given money away to the point where, you know, she's in a nice facility right now and able to live very comfortably, but financially continues down that path, it'll be in a situation where she won't be able to.
And they think if I stop now, because mm-hmm. there's something at the end of the rainbow.
Absolutely.
My husband is these diamonds mm-hmm. they were going to mm-hmm. send him, mm-hmm. and he would broker them, and mm-hmm. he goes, but I've already sent this much, and mm-hmm. and then he would take checks from the back of the checkbook.
And it's very hard to realize sometimes the infatuation levels, too, that the scammers, they develop.
They know their mm-hmm. stuff.
They know how to smooth talk time.
All right, guys, well, we're going to hear from our wonderful partners, because if we don't hear from our partners, we're not on the radio anymore. So don't go away. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838 for your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out.
Count on me, knock 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can.
Are you looking for some resources, a support group, inspiration? You can find it all at www.lindascaregiverconnections.com. LindasCaregiverConnections.com. There is a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, movers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email me and I will find the resource you are looking for. Want to nominate a caregiver? Download the caregiver affirmation? Or listen to this week's show or previous weeks, just go to www.connectingcaregiversradio.com. Connectingcaregiversradio.com. Need a caregiver coach for one-on-one coaching or as a family? Or if you wish to have me speak at one of your events, just give me a call at 727-365-8383. That's 727-365-8383. That's me, Linda Burhan, the gal who cares for the caregiver.
Friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You were healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation.
This is recording.
Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
I don't think I'll have a problem either. So here we are back with Officer Joel Quattlebaum and ex-officer, retired officer. Retired. I love that word. But not really. Rachel, let's talk a little bit about seniors and driving.
That's a big issue.
It's something we get all the time.
I would always tell seniors to have a plan. And not just necessarily seniors. I feel that all of us need to have a plan. All of us need to have a plan. So when it, in driving, that's that last piece of independence.
Yes.
You know, when you can't pick up your keys and walk out,
right,
get in your car and go where you want to, that's, you know, that's devastation. But we, that it's a big problem because we have lots of people with Alzheimer's and things like that. So,
and unfortunately, we don't have the best public transportation.
Absolutely, you're absolutely right.
That's a part of it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and speaking of like your mobile homes, where you have your bus stops right outside of the bowl. But you know what? If your legs are not working,
you can't get to
the bus stop.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So that's that. It's really a problem. But I always suggest that a senior make the decision to give up driving.
Right.
And when you make that decision that you're not going to drive anymore, sell the car.
Right.
take that money and put it in a special account, and that will be your cab fare.
Yeah, your Uber or whatever, mm-hmm. right.
Yeah, my dad always said that it, what you pay for insurance and upkeep and that you could take taxis every day.
And that's how some of
my
caregivers...
But my mother couldn't do it.
And my support group has... Why?
She couldn't give them that $5 for the cab.
Well, and the other thing, too, for caregivers is that you can, like, being that active part of your person's role in their life is you can actually help them order the Ubers, order the online stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because that's the problem. I'll tell you right now,
she's got a flip phone.
Yeah.
Well, she can't do nothing.
My great aunt at 100 years old, one thing she always used to tell the family is .com don't live here. you know, and I'm telling you, it's so true. But .com doesn't have to live here. By having, you know, Joe or Bob or Sam or Sally to help you out and to order the Uber to make that phone call for you, it doesn't have to be an imposition.
Right.
That's what seniors don't want to do is impose.
Right.
They don't
impose. Especially the generation that's seniors right now.
Exactly.
But I'm seeing mm-hmm. some seniors who are savvy in their mm-hmm. technology.
Absolutely.
And they are using
yes.
Uber and their iPads mm-hmm. and their mm-hmm. phones.
Can do iPads and all that, but I don't want to be tied to a phone.
I get it.
No, exactly. And PSTA is working. They've got a program now where they're working with Uber. Because like we said before, is how do you get to the bus stop? How do you get to that bus?
Right.
Uber can fill that gap now, and they're working with Uber to try and supplement their services
along with DART. It's kind of cool, too. I hear that Uber is working with some home health care companies because mm-hmm. the people could not get to someone's house for a night shift to take care of them because mm-hmm. there was no mm-hmm. buses running. Mm-hmm. So now, and they're even giving them a reduced price or something. If you can prove this is what they're working at, you know, whatever. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and you know what? If you, your loved one, as far as driving goes, you want to know what's happening? Just take a look around their car. Just walk around the car.
Right. Yeah.
And that will tell you.
You mean those dents aren't supposed to be there?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That will tell you a lot about what's going on with your driveway.
Yeah, my mom's neighbors told me, she hit the telephone pole pulling out of the driveway last week kind of thing. I said, Mom, how did that happen to your car? Oh, I don't know.
And you know, I'm glad you brought that up too, because coming up here in October on the 26th, we're actually doing a car fit program for seniors in Largo. Be doing at the Largo Community Center, and it outfits the vehicle for the seniors so they can see, because a lot of times you see a senior who can't see over the steering wheel, right? Well, this helps adjust the vehicle so it fits the senior's needs, so they feel more comfortable and empowered when they're driving. They're not afraid of driving anymore, so it really does help improve their safety as well.
So repeat to our listeners again when it is.
It's going to be October 26th, and it's going to be from 9 until noon at the Largo Community Center, and we're going to have our Largo Traffic Safety Unit, and I'll be out there, and we're going to be helping seniors adjust their cars and find their right fit.
So do that, guys.
Yeah, somebody once told me who was visiting Florida, they said, I never saw so many cars going down the road with no drivers.
Because somebody needs a mm-hmm. pillow to boost them
yeah.
up, and their mirrors need to be adjusted.
It reminds me of grammar school when we used to sit on a helmet. My friend used to sit on a helmet and take us for a spin.
Well, I'll tell you, the funniest thing is they have an accoutrement now. It's a pillow, but it's like a Lazy Susan, so it rotates.
Oh, that's
bad. We were laughing when we were going through the course through CarFit, and I'll tell you, half the officers could benefit from that because you got to get out of that car quick. It helps you rotate and it helps you pivot.
That would be great.
It is. It's fantastic for people with limited mobility in the hips, and they have grabbers that can help pull the seatbelt.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff that can help.
But there is also, now you got a stubborn old goat that doesn't want to give up their license. Mm-hmm. They can contact the motor vehicle, right?
DHSMV.
Mm-hmm. What about your primary care physician?
Mm-hmm.
And I find mm-hmm. that a lot of doctors don't ask, are you still driving?
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. They don't even have a conversation about anything.
No. Yeah, my cousin's mother, Janet's mom didn't want to give it up, but Janet spoke to the doctor, and as soon as the doctor said something,
then it's okay sometimes.
Okay, I'm done.
And I've had situations like that too, where I've had a senior who did not need to be on the road.
Yeah.
Period.
Right.
And the only thing I could do was find out who the doctor, mm-hmm. go to the doctor, and work with the doctor.
Right.
So you know, as a police officer, you're working with everybody.
The whole community.
Boy,
right?
You really
doctors, caregivers, psychologists, mm-hmm. everybody, all across
That's
the board.
Fabulous.
To, mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of times, even on Monday, I'll tell you right now, I have an appointment set up to go meet with a family and a senior to have a one-on-one kind of heart-to-heart talk about driving. And it's not an easy conversation to have with your loved ones. And so bringing in, you know, somebody like the senior services officer, you know, to have that conversation and to give statistics on driving and on crashes, it can help give you a little bit when you're having that conversation with them of why.
And sometimes have that conversation earlier. Don't have that conversation when they're in trouble or when there's a problem. I would rather have my kids come to me and say, you know what, let's talk about how it's going to be in a couple of years. Maybe you shouldn't be driving, Mom. You know, kind of.
I have an idea. You could do it. The nursing homes and the assisted livings, like you do at graduation time, you put the crash car in front of the nursing home.
Yeah.
but see that visual.
But it still goes back to that's your last piece of independence.
It is.
I remember getting ready to leave out of the office and go home for the day. And it was already late because it was about 8 o'clock at night and I got a phone call. So I'm looking at the phone like, do I answer it or do I just walk out of here?
Yeah.
And I answered it. And it was the daughter of a gentleman. And this gentleman was in, you know, good shape, healthy, walked every morning, but he should not have been driving.
Right.
And they just did not know what to do and they were beside themselves. And so I talked to her about, you know, some different options and things. And so I asked her, what does your dad do every day? Mm-hmm. Well, dad goes to mass at St. Catherine's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. You devil.
Yeah. And I was the devil because what I did was I backed my cruiser up at the fire department on Belcher. And like clockwork, there he was. Yeah. And I followed him out. And as a matter of fact, his driver's license was suspended. Something you could get arrested for.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So I followed him out to Publix at Tri-City. And I did traffic stop on him and explained to him, you know, why I stopped him. And we talked about his driver's license being suspended. And he said that he thought they were wrong, that there was nothing, you know, wrong, that he could still drive. And so I said, do you have to go into Publix and get groceries? Yeah. So I said, why don't you go in? And what I did was I sat in the car and wrote him a citation because he was driving on a suspended driver's license, which would get him into court before the judge.
Right.
When he came out, it was like he had never, you know, spoken to me. So you know there were issues.
It's a problem,
And what I did with him was I got him in my car and took him home. And we had, you know, prior to this, I talked to the daughters, both his daughters, like, you don't know me, you didn't talk to me.
Right.
Because you still want to keep that family together.
Right.
And probably if he had found out that they called me.
Oh, forget it.
You don't want to create that tension.
No. Yeah. And so I explained the citation, make sure that they were taking him to court again. And, that solves the problem. But there are some cases out there, like the other guy was 96 years old. And he had enough money that when he hit somebody's car, he just paid him
right then and there.
You know, so he didn't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. You don't call the police because
you just handle it yourselves.
Right. Yeah. But he really did not stop until I got him to see the judge.
Yeah.
And the judge was really, really awesome.
Thank goodness.
Just awesome because the judge was like, and I believe it was Judge Levine said, am I reading this right? You're 96 years old. I mean, he handled him perfectly.
Good.
And it wasn't until then that he stopped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, and I've had caregivers in my support groups that tell me they had to disable the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or, you know.
They were creative in how to
they
prevent
had a,
dangerous
you know,
driving.
And so then mom would go out and the car wouldn't start. She was okay with it, though. You know, she wasn't so upset. And then, we can't get that car fixed. And, you know, you got to play with it. It's not something that happens overnight.
Yeah, but so you have to be creative in some of the things that you do.
And one of the things, too, is I came from a caregiver role myself for my great aunt. She had macular degeneration, so she couldn't drive. But at 96, she said, I have enough respect for my fellow man that I'm not going to drive anymore.
Aww.
So she saw it herself, and I told her, because she felt imposing asking for help getting from place to place.
Right.
As a caregiver, let them know, hey, this is my privilege. Let me help you.
Right.
This is my opportunity to help. Okay, don't make it like it's an imposition. You're empowering them then to ask.
Well, you know, I've told the story on the air before. Shortly after my mom passed away, I was in the supermarket one day, and a woman came up to me and she said, "How you doing?" And I said, "Oh, I'm okay." And she said, "Yeah, sure." You know, and she said, "I have to tell you, Linda, when you were taking care of your mother, you stole my joy." And I said, "I did what?" And she said, "I could see you swimming in quicksand. And every time I asked to help you, you said, 'No, I'm okay.' And it was very obvious you were not." And that really stuck. That really sticks in my head. That's why I say I'm part of the caregiver affirmation. People want to help you. Mm-hmm. People want to help you. And how do you think, God forbid, you know, you're in a car and you get in a car accident when your friend could have taken you because it wasn't so safe for you. And what's your friend going to feel like then? You know, what are you going to feel like when you're in the hospital, you know, whatever?
But too often what we get is, "Oh, my kids are busy," You know, "they work, they don't have time."
Right.
And that's not the case at all.
No, many times the kids want to help.
They want to help. Mm-hmm.
But they don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know.
And the thing, too, for caregivers that are doing the transportation, that are taking that very active role, have a plan for yourself, too, and how to make sure that you have rest days and build your network so that you can get other people to assist. Because your loved one might not want to reach outside of the family circle, but that way you have that covered.
Yeah.
And you know, you really empower yourself too.
Well, you know, many times the caregivers think, "This is my job, only I can do it, and I'm the best at this," and blah, 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 blah. And what I say all the time is, maybe your loved one is like, "Bye bye, I had enough of you too." You know, like they need a break too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So use those resources. When somebody, you know, this is what I tell you guys all the time, but you know, I'm going to repeat it all the time. When somebody
you're getting
says,
old.
When somebody says if they can help you, take out your list. I ask you to write down a list when you have a little time of some things you can accept help with and say, "Hey, could you come over Tuesday at 2:00 so I can get a haircut?" You know, but don't say, "Can you come over one day?" Because that one day doesn't happen. Be specific. Can you come over on Tuesday, you know, or whatever, and it works. Oh, I hear the music. You know what that means. Time to hear from our wonderful partners. Don't go away. We'll be back in a couple minutes. For the times when we were apart, well, then close your eyes and know. One of my most favorite places in the world is Arden Courts of Seminole. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 themed houses. It warms my heart every time I go in there and see how joyful the residents are. So give a call to Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800. You'll be glad you did.
You can also call them at their Largo location, 727-559-8411. That's 727-559-8411. Call today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Just call 800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Call today.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
It means me.
It means you.
I don't know the words to this song.
Walk this way.
Okay. On October 10th, Arden Courts of Largo is hosting Dr. Shannon Foster, who will be talking about memory loss, normal versus abnormal. Registration is 1:30 to 2 p.m. The seminar is from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., with a question and answer session from 3 to 3:30 p.m. Please RSVP to 727-559-8411. That's 727-559-8411.
Knowledge is power.
Oh, and then on October 12th, between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., our Linda Burhans will be giving a workshop for caregivers on what she calls the AAA dilemma, which is caregivers do not ask for help, they do not accept help, and they do not acknowledge themselves. Beach House is hosting the event at Mulligan's at Pebble Creek Golf Club in Tampa. Pretty fancy, kiddo.
Yeah, pretty snazzy.
A light lunch will be served. Please RSVP by October 9th to 813-358-0340. That's 813-358-0340.
You know, you just got to show up. So just call up and just come.
And it's free lunch,
and
right?
It's free lunch at a nice country club, and we get to meet. And believe me, I'll entertain you.
She will. And then on Friday, October 13th, the Sunshine Center in St. Petersburg is hosting an LGBT Senior Resource Fair between 9 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. There will be a vendor fair, door prizes, educational speakers, and much more. Admission is free, and the first 100 attendees will receive a free continental breakfast. If you have any questions, please call 727-893-7190. Or just show up and have a wonderful time.
Yep, and I'll be there, too. I'll have a table, so come meet me there, too.
Will I be there, too?
Hope so.
Oh.
I just tell her where she's going. She puts it on her calendar.
On October 21st, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., Arden Courts of Largo is having a fundraiser to support the Walk to End Alzheimer's, where you can paint your own artistic masterpiece.
Yeah.
We can do stick figures.
Yeah.
The cost is $35 a seat, and 40% will go to the Alzheimer's Association.
40% is great.
Very good. You must be at least 16 years old to participate. You may bring beer, wine, and food. It's our
time. Oh, yeah. We do a good picture, too.
Yeah. RSVP to 727-797-7928. That's 727-797-7928. And then lastly, on October 28th at Spectrum Field in Clearwater, Florida, Pinellas County is having a Walk to End Alzheimer's. To join the team, go to alz.org/walk. All done.
Walk this way. Join a team. Join our team, the missions team. Join some team. Just join. Just come. And if you don't want to walk, you don't have to walk. Linda and I will be handing out water because... Because
that's our job.
Yeah, we figure if we go there and walk, come to this radio station afterwards, people will be like, back.
Lose all our guests.
Yeah, we'll be good.
It's funny you mention that because I'll actually be there at the field that day, too. We'll be working with the event coordination staff.
Very cool.
Oh, cool, Jill. So we'll see
senior
you.
Services officer.
Great. Yeah, it'll be a great event. It's always a great
it's
event.
It's always good. Good
it's
turnout.
It's always a great event. So what's the last thing you want to wind up with us here? And maybe you want to give us a phone number, too.
Well, I would like to say, please watch out for your neighbor. If you see something that's out of place or you haven't heard from them, you don't know who to call, you can call your police department because police department does do welfare checks on people.
Okay, you hear that? If you see they've got mail outside, if they're newspapers, if you know that they go out all the time, you don't see the car move for a couple of days, just go knock on the door. If they don't answer, just call up. They'll do a welfare check.
One of the things I'd like to end on is just something that our pastor at my church always likes to say is invested people invest in people. And caregivers naturally are invested people. A huge thank you to everything that you do. And don't be afraid to call. If you live in Largo, call, because I'm here for you. It's 727-586-7351.
One more time.
727-586-7351. That's my direct line.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to go and through the comm center. Mm-hmm.
I would like to say he's very cute, so call.
Oh, Joel.
You know how little old ladies like young police officers? It's always a good thing.
Well, sometimes it's just a simple conversation to really help somebody.
Yeah, and sometimes that uniform just helps.
Yeah.
All right, guys, so what I want you to do is I want you to nominate a caregiver for the caregiver contest. All you have to do is go to connectingcaregiversradio.com and you can nominate a caregiver. Last week we had
week
before our winner, she won 8 hours of respite care from either Arden Courts or Assisting Hands or Maria's Adult Daycare. So whichever respite care works out best. She got a massage, a haircut, a facial, a Capo di Monte Italian Deli. Yeah.
Two books. She got your book.
Oh, my book. Yeah, that's good. So listen, just go nominate a caregiver. In the beginning, when we first started the contest, we were reading them all and picking out which is the best. I can't pick out which is the best. The stories are amazing. The stories of the caregivers are amazing. The stories that are coming in after the storm. I mean, a lot of bad things happened during that storm, but a lot of awesome, wonderful things with people pulling together happened during that storm. So we just pick out one person now. And Lynn and I are going to have some swag made up soon, and everybody will get something that's in the contest because I really value what you do for your loved one.
But whether if you don't win, it goes back in the hat?
Yeah. So there's always an opportunity. And not just the family caregivers, professional caregivers, too. I know you know the good professional caregiver and the crummy one. So give that good one a pat on the back and nominate them. I'm telling you, every time we call somebody and tell them they're a winner, they're like, oh. They're shocked, and they can't believe it. And then they come and they're like, oh, thank you, thank you. It was really good. So please do that. And besides that, your assignment for today is, a caregiver. Do something nice for them. Call them up.
Whether they want you to or not.
They like it or not. Yeah. Call them up. Bring them over some dinner. Just go over and say, can I take your loved one out for a walk for an hour or so? You don't know what that could do for them. So just do something nice for a caregiver. Or just call and tell them that you love them. And remember, tune in next week for Connecting Caregivers at Noon. Remember that God loves you all the time and have a delicious day.
Close your eyes. And soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call.